is a Hey Area short, where we give bite-sized answers to questions you ask. Listener Tristan Brotherton wanted to know,
I wondered if there was any evidence of the Chinatown tunnels actually existing.
KALW's Muna Danish found out.
The Cameron House is a community center and the rumored site of a tunnel in Chinatown. Associate Director Cody Fresenberg-Lee points at a crawl space.
There's about 10 feet in either direction, and then there's a brick wall. But we don't know if those brick walls were always there or if they originally had been open to something else.
Donaldina Cameron, the center's namesake, worked there in the early 1900s. She used that crawl space to hide Chinese young women rescued from indentured servitude and human trafficking. But Cody tells me they do not believe their basement was connected to the rumored tunnels. Darren Awing is on the board of the Chinese Culture Center of San Francisco. He says there are stories that tunnels used to connect spaces where people could use opium.
There were basements and people would, you know, would find places to do these things. And so people got the idea that there was these, you know, dark tunnels.
But Darren says they were just basements. There's no evidence that the tunnels exist. Darren is concerned the rumor fuels old stereotypes about Chinatown and Chinese people.
There is this sort of this idea that we're like these sneaky people, we're hiding stuff. And even though we could make millions of dollars by bringing people down to a tunnel, it's our secret and we just don't want you to know about it.
So if you're looking to go underneath Chinatown, your best bet is waiting for the new Muni Line to open. In Chinatown, I'm Mira Nablusi for KLW.